You are listening to KGNU Boulder Denver with translators K229AC Netherlands, K254CH Laporte, and K256CT Denver, Colorado.
The community calendar is sponsored by the 36th Annual Colorado Black Arts Festival in historic Denver City Park West on July 8th, 9th, and 10th. Celebrate African-American culture, music, dance, and visual arts with artists from across the Rocky Mountain region. Featuring the Boogaloo Parade, Visual Arts Row, the Children's Pavilion, Food Court, Marketplace, several stages, and much more. For information about this free 3-day community festival, go to ColoradoBlackArtsFestival.org. This is the community calendar for Friday morning, July 8th, 2022, and the upcoming weekend. The Rimrock Church on Rimrock Road in Bailey invites you to a community gospel singing event Saturday afternoon, July 9th. The event starts at 1:30 and continues till 5. Light snacks and drinks will be provided. Bring a song to share if you like. For more information, go to the KGNU calendar page and click on the Art tab for July 9th.
And welcome to the Morning Magazine for this Friday, July 8th of 2022. And we are in the final Friday. Is the only Friday of this fan drive today. And I want to thank Gary in Boulder, who shares that keep up news programming. It's a candle in the darkness this morning. And I want to ask the listeners, those that are listening this morning to us, to give us a call to 303-449-4885 and pledge. Give us some support. The goal today, this day, is $250 for this morning magazine, this production that we do every morning for you guys with so much love and dedication. And in studios, I have Shelley Schlender, that she's going to bring us a very special extended nature almanac this morning. And, thank you for joining us here in this listener-supported community radio during our Keep It Cool Summer Fan Drive. With us also, we have Jimmy Searforce, and I am Rosanna Longobetter with Alexis Kenyon. We are co-hosting together to provide more juice and more energy to all this work that we do here for you guys. And we're asking for you to either call us to 303-449-4885. This half an hour goes so fast. Go online to kgnu.org and donate today. If you donate, you will go into an amazing opportunity to get this pair of tickets to go to the 2022 Rocky Grass Music Festival. Every person that donates gets the chance to go to this. So I think it's super important. But we have prepared wonderful content this morning. We have prepared an extended and special nature almanac today with you. Why? Because we have books also. We have gifts for you to give away once you donate. And after that, we're going to also go to .org, and then we're going to listen to what it has been coming these Fridays, our sports, our local sports. So, Shelley, I want to make sure that I allowed you to tell us what we got for us this morning.
Well, hey there, Rosanna. Here, pop up my mic there. Okay, got me there? Okay.
Yes.
Here we are here at volunteer-powered KGNU Radio, 88.5 FM, and we do have some special thank you gifts for all of you, and I want to let you know that I help produce this feature that we do once a month called the Nature Almanac, where I'm the luckiest person in the world because I get to go out with some of the best naturalists in the world and walk around with them as they spy things, and there's nothing like going out with a naturalist, because when you go out with a naturalist, all of a sudden, you can start to almost understand what the birds are saying. You can see a little movement in the brush, and they can say what kind of rare bird it is, or what those two birds are almost talking about. It's like when you go with the naturalist to do something, you step into another world. And it's a world that I cherish. And it's such a wonderful privilege to go out with these volunteer naturalists who give their time to our radio station so that they can share what's happening in the natural world. And today, if you call and pledge your support, you can get some books by these naturalists as part of what you do. So call us here at 303-449-4885 and let's go to it. It's July. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalists, Scott Sievers and Ruth Carol Cushman.
We're at Flag Park in Lafayette, just a little bit south of Baseline Road, and we're looking out across some beautiful grassland, rolling hills.
We're seeing bumblebees and skippers.
There are a lot of white butterflies flitting about.
Oh, a big fight happened between two dragonflies that were tail chasing each other like two old World War II planes. Somebody got too close to someone else's favorite feeding territory.
There's a little creek below us that we're going to search for the ebony wings.
Today we're going to go look for one of the damselflies called a ebony jewel wing. Damselflies, to distinguish them from dragonflies, a dragonfly holds their wings almost perpendicular to their body out, like a plane. Damselfly folds them neatly over their back. Damselflies come in all different sizes, from very tiny fork tails to these very big, broad-winged damselflies, as they call them. Ebony jewel wing. They're almost 2 inches in length, which is probably the biggest damselfly in North America. It's spectacular, with a metallic blue-green head, thorax, and abdomen, and then these really black wings.
It's a relatively new species to Boulder County. This year, ecologist Bev Baker alerted us that they are here. It usually is associated with fairly slow-moving creeks and waters. Uh-oh, Scott's found.
See by the baby's breath? There's one about 2 feet behind it. There it is.
We're edging closer to the creek.
See the baby's breath?
Yeah.
Look halfway in between.
Yes, yes. Oh, Scott, it is gorgeous. What a thrill. This is the ebony wing with her wings folded back. There it goes again. Gorgeous when it's flying because it's got a real wiggly kind of flight.
These broad-winged damselflies almost resemble butterflies because of their big, broad wings. They have a really amazing fluttering flight.
It's almost a helicopter-type flight.
They use these black wings to signal each other. You'll see them perched on a leaf, and they'll flare the black wings out, kind of like an air traffic controller on an aircraft carrier signaling somebody. And they'll flare those wings out to say, "Hey, guy, come on over," or "Stay away from me. This is my territory. This is where I'm hunting insects."
I just spotted a mature male that has a bright emerald body.
There's three or four perched in the willows that overhang the creek. They're all sort of lined up with their heads facing the creek so that they can catch insects that are emerging off the water surface and nab them quickly out of the air.
Oh, there he goes. He just flew.
Yeah. Mm. They're like flying sticks of emerald.
Yes, that would be a better name. Emerald stick.
Here at the beginning of July, we're just at the earliest part of the season. Right around July 14th or 15th, there'll be hundreds here.
They have a fairly short lifespan, just a few weeks. So get out here in July if you want to see them.
Scott Sievers and Ruth Carol Cushman are friends and Boulder naturalists.
If you appreciate this beautiful segment, this Nature Almanac segment that we look forward so much on these Fridays, beautiful nature, it's like going on a trip every time that we are listening to this. If you appreciate this morning, this kind of content that is so strong and beautiful and natural, call us 303-449-4885. And pledge this morning. I have in studios with me Shelley Schlender, and also I have
Alexis Kenyon.
Alexis Kenyon this morning, and I'm super happy to have also
Jimmy Sierfoss.
Jimmy Sierfoss. It's great. It is great.
Well, actually, thank you for introducing me, Rosanna, because I wanted to jump in. And, you know, Shelley, one of the things I really love about this program is that, you know, I'm a transplant to Boulder, and I feel more connected to the world around me and to nature because of these stories that you're sharing. I wanted to ask you, you know, why do you make Nature Almanac?
Well, Alexis, I make it because it's so darn fun. It is. There's nothing more fun than going out with a naturalist who knows the area, and you get to hang out with them and say, "What did you just see?" And they tell you, and I've really grown to, I hope they're not listening. I've grown to love Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman and Scott Sievers. They are very special people. And it's wonderful to go out with any naturalist because the way that they love the natural world and to get a chance to share that, it's just so something in my heart opens up when that happens. And fortunately, yeah. Not only do they do these wonderful programs, but they also write books. And they have donated some books to our pledge drive. Steve Jones has a brand new book out called Butterflies of the Colorado Front Range. It's photographs of 100 different species on the Front Range. And Ruth Carol Cushman and Steve Jones co-authored together Wild Boulder County. These are ways that you can tap into what they're talking about and go out for yourself and see nature and see some of the amazing things around here. National Geographic donated to our pledge drive some books for kids about nature. And I'd say that any of these things, Alexis, to me, are ways to start to see this precious thing that we're called the earth. And there's something marvelous and humbling about seeing how all this stuff that happens without us people being part of it is part of our lives too, and we're somehow connected to it.
Yeah, it's very grounding, you know. And I think that's in some ways, well, especially for today's show on Fridays on KGNU, we do a lot of local stuff and everything from nature and to we're going to get to next sports talk with Jimmy. I mean, these stories are connecting us to our community. And I think that is such a valuable resource for listeners and for people who are interested in contributing.
You know, you're right, Alexis. It seems kind of like a funny thing, but if you call 303-449-4885 or you pledge online, you'll get an interesting feeling of this strange thing called connection. And there is something amazing about finding out what's in our own backyard, our own volunteers, our own staff here at a local radio station talking about what's happening in our community, sometimes talking in ways you like, sometimes talking in ways you go, I just don't agree at all, but talking about it and sharing ideas. And the naturalists, they're so passionate about that side of what's happening, and they're here in our own backyard. We live in a precious place. Our lives are precious. Our nature is precious. And sharing it through KGNU is pretty precious too.
Yeah, I mean, we want you to be part of our community. It's a cool feeling. To donate. So go to kgnu.org or you can give us a call, 303-449-4885. It feels good to be more connected to your community.
Alexis, it's just wonderful to be part, you know, of this ecosystem, like I like to call it, and to become a member. I am a member, and I know a lot of us are members. We already contribute because we love the station, because there's freedom and there's wonderful content that we bring.
And we are small but mighty. I know as a volunteer, I sometimes do things that I feel good about. Other times I kind of bumble around. But you know what? That's part of the neat thing about
it. She does a lot of good stuff. Well, she helps us out a lot.
You are our favorite editor for the students.
What we're talking about here is some things behind the scenes. This is your chance to hear a little bit about KGNU behind the scenes. This is an incredible resource, this radio station, because it draws so many volunteers. And some of the volunteers are great arising stars like Jimmy, who does the sports talk. I get the privilege of coming in now and then and listening to what people do before it goes on the air and saying, well, I don't understand this. I don't understand that. How about if we try this? And bless their hearts, some of these volunteer interns, they take these comments seriously and they actually do more with their stories.
So very cool.
Those are some of the things that happen behind the scenes. This is a place not only for you as a listener, but it's a place that's actually growing the democracy of the future, the voices of the future, and giving people that chance to share their ideas, share their dreams for the future, learn ways that they too can talk and speak and communicate without guns, without weapons, with conversation as the way to build a society. And we also get to talk about nature now and then. And again, we had these great thank you gifts. Butterflies of the Colorado Front Range by Steve Jones with Janet Chu, a great compendium about amazing butterflies. Then we have Wild Boulder County, and we have the National Geographic first big book of birds.
So if you haven't donated, donate now. I'm talking to you, listener. And call 303-449-4885. Pick up the phone, give us a call, or go to kgnu.org. And now I think it's time to go to Jimmy's.
We're going to listen first to Steve and Ruth Carol Cushman talk about these books that are donated.
Oh, that's right. And thanks, Ruth Carol and Steve, for donating these books. We love you.
You know, Ruth Carol, we've had kind of a dry spring. We had a dry April, and now we've had a dry June. And I'd promised to take two of my dear colleagues out to one of my favorite butterfly spots. It's in the foothills, just north of the Greenbrier Inn. We went out there at 8, and we were surrounded by butterflies for 2 hours. We counted 319 species. There was never a moment when we weren't surrounded by a half dozen butterflies. And the hackberry emperors landed on one of the biologist landed on her arm. I told her that, you know, you can identify the hackberry emperors by touch because they sip your sweat. The males use it to make sperm. We saw more hackberry emperors in 2 hours than I'd seen in my lifetime.
Were there a lot of hackberry trees out in this area?
There are about 6 hackberry trees in this particular canyon, and so there are a lot of hackberry emperor butterflies. But we have to be careful about predicting just based on one thing, which is, in this case, precipitation. For some reason, the spring has just been spectacular for foothills butterflies, the best I've ever seen. Oh, and we have some butterfly field guides that Jan Chu and I produced, and it was a joy to do. It turns out it's a lot of work to do a field guide because you have to standardize everything. But we're giving them away for the pledge drive, I believe. Is that right, Shelley? And I hope you enjoy them. And it's a color guide to 100 species in Boulder County. It turns out we have more like 220 species, but you're not likely to see the other 120. They're pretty rare.
We also have several copies of Wild Boulder County as part of the pledge drive, and it's a seasonal guide to what's happening in the natural world by season. And there is a section on fireflies, so you could read up on what we're looking for right now. So you can check by season, and then in the back there's a more precise index by month.
We have these books available, and it would be wonderful if you call 303-449-4885 and get them. But up next, I want to make sure that I have the opportunity to lead this morning, because we have Jimmy Serfos here with us, the producer of Sports Talk. Talk to us about how exciting it is for you to produce this.
Oh, I have a lot of fun doing this. This is obviously something I want to do as a career someday. So getting a start, you know, somewhere is awesome. KGNU's been a great experience for me, but I have a ton of fun producing. They let me have a ton of freedom, and I do what I want, and I get to be a little creative with it. And it's something that I, you know, wouldn't get to do elsewhere. A lot of other people, you know, a lot of other places like classes and clubs and things like that, they want a certain thing. So it's nice being able to produce and, you know, get creative in my own kind of way.
Let's go to it.
Welcome back to Trivia. Your hint is that sports show on KGNU. What is Sports Talk with Jimmy? Bingo. Hello and welcome back to Sports Talk with Jimmy. I am your host, Jimmy Serfos, coming at you with the latest sports stories from the Front Range. Now, back in December, tragedy struck Denver when Broncos star Demaryius Thomas suddenly passed away. In a recent autopsy done on his brain, it was discovered he was suffering from CTE up until his death. The Boston University CTE Center diagnosed the former wide receiver with stage 2 CTE on July 5th. Thomas is believed to have died from a seizure. He had been suffering from them since 2019 when he was involved in a car accident. The director of Boston University CTE Center, Ann McKee, said that this death wasn't directly involved with CTE, but CTE definitely played a role in it. Chronic traumatic encephalopathy, better known as CTE, is a degenerative brain disease caused by traumatic trauma to the brain. It has gone mainstream as an issue for sports like boxing, soccer, and especially football for years now. There have been movies, documentaries, and books all written on the matter. It has been such an issue that the NFL has had to change the way it handles its treatment of concussions. Stage 2 of CTE, the one Thomas was suffering from, is associated with symptoms like mood abnormalities, cognitive problems, and behavior changes. Thomas's mom, Katina Smith, has gone on to say that she did notice these things in Thomas before his death. He had begun isolating himself. He began to suffer from depression and anxiety. Panic attacks found their way into his life, and along with them, memory problems too. Unfortunately, Thomas is not the first player and won't be the last NFL player to suffer from CTE. He is just one of over 300 NFL players to have been discovered to be suffering from the disease. An interesting part about this case is that he played wide receiver, a position that is not commonly thought to be as traumatic on the brain as, say, a linebacker or a lineman would be. But his physical style of play led to a consistent flow of blows to the head. There really is no hiding from it in the sport of football. No matter how good the pads are or the helmets are, there is still going to be head trauma. It's led researchers at the University of Boston to ask, when will enough be enough? Thomas made sure to make it a point for his brain to be used as research into matters like CTE once he passed. I wanted to finish on a quote from Thomas's mom. She said, "He was just so young, and it was horrible to see him struggle. His father and I hope all families learn the risks of playing football. We don't want other parents to have to lose their children like we did." With that, we are out of time. Thank you for listening to Sports Talk with Jimmy. I have been your host, Jimmy Searfoss. I'll see you here next week at this same time on KGNU.
You're listening to KGNU. I'm Alexis Kenyon. We just heard Sports Talk from Jimmy Searfoss, who is one of our newest contributors, and he's been doing regular sports segments every Friday, and I have really loved listening to them. Jimmy, tell me about the story this week. Why did you report on it?
I felt like it was important to talk about Demaryius Thomas's CTE because he was such a superstar in Denver, and you know, people a lot of times are only seeing that surface level look at him, and when he passed suddenly, is more of a just kind of what happened. I think it was important to talk about some of the things that were affecting his life, and especially this, because this is such a big issue in the football world, in the sports world. You know, it's been one of the biggest controversies of the last few years, and I felt like it was a story that needed to be told.
I mean, Jimmy, I think that it's really your sports talk is great because it is not just for people who like sports. It's for anybody who is, it's more about community and it's more about these stories that happen around sports. And I think it's such an amazing way to just like kind of shift the narrative and add more narratives to what we usually are, our narratives that we're usually telling each ourselves and that the media is talking about. Tell me about why you are interested in sports.
Well, There's not many things in a community that really brings people together like sports does. It's an important part of, you know, the culture of a place, especially, you know, what we do here at KGNU with local radio and things like that. You know, nothing brings people together like sports does. I mean, there's a reason 500,000 people were just in Denver for a parade for the Avalanche winning the cup the other day, you know. And even on a smaller level of things like that, like a town coming together for a high school team that's going deep in the playoffs. I was covering, Broomfield soccer and Fairview soccer earlier when they were on their run in the playoffs and the state playoffs for their high school team. And, you know, I got people saying, you know, they were listening and they were excited about that, hearing about their high school on the radio. I know how much that can mean to people and things like that.
So. Yeah, to listen to local, you know, local voices, real people. And yeah, Jimmy, you're right. This coming together, bring us together.
It helps us. Yeah, it helps us find nuance and kind of monolithic stories. You know, we have these cultural narratives that are always about big stories that have a larger narrative. And these stories are so small and local that they're really nuanced. And also they're not political. I think that's why I really like sports talk. I think it's really fun in that way.
Yeah, Alexis, it really adds a spice on these Fridays. And, you know, we have a goal of 250 this morning in this morning magazine, and we have contributes. And I just want to, you know, shout out and thank Ralph in Boulder for giving us some love this morning.
Ralph.
And also Casey in Kesia in Boulder, who shares, I love Ruth and Scott and the Natural Almanac.
Us too.
Thanks for producing it, Shelley. And yes, we have books to give away. And yes, we're getting
Please
there.
Donate.
Donate this morning. We have a donation already of $123.50. If you donate and get us to $250 this morning, it will be fantastic. So, and also let us know what you like of what we're doing here.
Yeah, we love feedback. So the more feedback, the better. We want KGNU listeners to feel like they are part of something, because they are. They are part of something. And in a lot of ways, senses of community have been obscured in recent, you know, since the internet was created. But it doesn't mean that it's gone, and it doesn't mean that there aren't ways that you can still belong to a group that will take care of you.
Yes, precisely. And now, you know, I think that it is more urgent than any other moment. We're going to go right now to the BBC News in Progress, and we continue this fan drive this morning.